This is Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud on 105.9 Seaside FM.
We've been discussing how to survive the holiday stress. Now, I know one of the stresses of the holidays for me personally is, how do I stay healthy?
Oh, boy, that's a big one, isn't it? And leading in, we know that the average person, I think, gains between 5 and 10 pounds. And let me just say that I bring up those numbers a lot because I'm definitely on the other end. So it's something we definitely have to think about.
I think probably my biggest mistake is just thinking I can have everything. Mm-hmm. Somehow I give myself, you know, nothing contains calories during the month of December. Mm-hmm. But of course, then January, I'm really regretful. So this year, I'm really, really going to be, again, disciplined. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have?
Well, it's like a lot of the things we talk about. You know, you can't plan ahead too much. So planning ahead and knowing, you know, the type of event it will be. If, you know, we're off to our aunt's and she always makes a certain item that you know you want to have, or you know it's going to be a little more caloric. Maybe earlier in that day we are lightening up a little bit and thinking about ways to lighten up, you know, sort of the breakfast and the lunch meals and things like that. So you can plan a little ahead for that. But we talked also about saying no. We don't have to feel compelled to say yes to everything that gets passed to us. You know, so if we are at a relative's place and they're passing us something that, you know, you could easily eat, but it's really not one of your favorites, make some decisions, prioritize. I know I'm going to have some of these, but I'm going to say no to that. I like it, but you know what? For one bite and 150 calories, maybe I want to save that for something else. And, you know, making some decisions like that.
All about balance.
It is about balance and really thinking when you get there, if it is a buffet or you see things that are out and around, maybe just do a little walkthrough and think, okay, that looks good. Instead of tasting everything as you walk through, really it's sort of like scanning the buffet. What am I going to have? A little pre-planning even there and saying, what are some good options for me? Sit close to the veg tray, the fruit tray,
yes.
Anything like that. And I highly suggest that you have a little snack before. A lot of us will say, oh, I'm going out to dinner, you know, at 7 or 8 o'clock, or I'm going to this and you're skipping a meal. But, you know, to have a nice vegetable soup in the house, you know, through Christmas, some of those things that really don't have the extra calories but are filling and nutritious and they're sort of keeping us going would be, you know, a great idea to have that, so you're not getting there, you're so ravenous that it's like, oh, I just ate 6 truffles. Wow, what happened?
And, you know, the other problem around the holidays seems to be the extra festive drinks.
Oh, those festive drinks, yeah. They have a couple of repercussions. They can make it a little difficult to get into work in the morning. But, you know, they also add a lot of the calories. You know, we can easily consume our amount of calories needed for the day just in those beverages. And, boy, you know, there's one thing between like sort of a glass of wine or a beer or a wine spritzer, you know, calorie-wise, we sort of know that. But when you start digging into some of those eggnogs that are on steroids with the, you know, it wasn't fattening enough, but we got to throw a little scoop of ice cream in there and all of that. So,
so good.
Tasty that night, but, you know, we think about it a little more later. So, you know, water is our friend. You can sort of, you know, have a beverage, have one of those treats, but, you know, keep a glass of water going in between. It's always a great way for us to taper out those alcoholic beverages anyway. But, you know, again, to keep ourselves hydrated in between, it's going to keep us from thinking we're overly hungry. So, you know, try and do that with maybe a diet soft drink. But, you know, water really is truly a great way to go.
I just heard this yesterday, that if you've had too many fancy festive drinks, make sure that you drink 1 pint of water before you go to bed, as well as orange juice.
Oh, yes. And
the orange juice helps with the liver.
Okay.
And, of course, as you said, we get dehydrated. Mm. So that pint of water will ensure, it just means, you know, perhaps less of a headache.
For sure. You can't go wrong by having water. A hangover is dehydration.
It is.
What you really need to do is get as many of those fluids in you as possible. And, you know, that equates before the event and after, before you go to bed as well. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're missing out on some of that sleep, too, because we think, oh, yes, I'm, you know, sort of falling to sleep because I've had all those beverages. But a lot of times with alcohol, what happens is we may seem to get to sleep really quickly, but what happens is we can wake up or it's not as restful as we go along. So we want to think about that also. So, you know, again, a little bit of planning, thinking about how I'm going to stay a little healthier, and we don't have to say yes to everything. So try and say, what are the things I really like, and enjoy them, because it is a time for us to enjoy that. But really say no to some of those things that really, you know, we're just sort of eating or drinking because they're there.
exercise programs at Christmas time. Now, again, difficult, depends where you exercise. If you have your own room and it's not impacted by, you know, gifts, presents, Christmas decorations, etc. In my house, pretty much all free space gone.
Yeah.
So I don't have the room I might have had in order to exercise, but I still need to try to keep exercise by doing something.
For sure. And even if you're, you know, sort of limiting the time a little bit more to try and do things, run up your stairs a little more, I say you can't find a parking place, so maybe you're, when you're walking in the parking lot, you're parked a little further away. Before you have the extra bags, you take the stairs instead of the elevator, all that sort of thing. It can be really tough, and you see that at the gyms if you're a gym goer, that it gets really quiet around that time. But truly, our bodies like it. If we stick to routine, it will feel better. And honestly, a little bit of that exercise for every bit of those bonbons that we have is going to make us feel a little bit better. You know, a lot of us aren't used to consuming that much sugar or that much of those other things. But by sticking with your exercise program, it even gives you that encouragement to think, oh, well, I'm sticking to my exercise and maybe I'm going to eat a little better as well. And overall, we're just going to feel much better.
Definitely, we won't have nearly the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think one of the last things we really need to talk about is the topic of budget. Critical. People need to plan their budget. What do you suggest?
Well, we have to come up with the list of people that we are giving to and really put some dollars beside that and then look realistically. If that all adds up to $1,000 and, you know, you're going to be years paying that back, it's going to max out your credit cards, that's not realistic. So, you know, bring it back to what's an appropriate amount for you to spend that you're not going to be in trouble in January. Because I see a lot of people then that, surprise, the bills come in January and what's going to happen now? So get a budget. And the other place that people go wrong, they say, I'm going to spend $20 on someone, and then they get out and find a great gift for $10, and they think, oh, well, I have to get something else. Don't feel, if you've got your Christmas shopping done, that you're going to start topping things off either, because that's where they top off one thing, then they start topping off more, and they just overshop. So, you know, look at overall what that budget is, add up what it could be, and have that piece of paper with you when you're out shopping. Have some ideas of what they are and try and stick with that. But a budget is key. You want to look at what those things are. And this is where, when we talked earlier about, you know, sort of gift cards and gift certificates and things like that, that can help. But, you know, think about what that dollar amount is that you want to spend. And, you know, it isn't about the money. It isn't about that.
And it just, as we know, gets continually difficult.
For sure.
The commercialization of Christmas. So people feel it's the amount of money that you spend in order for it to be a successful gift giving.
Right. And we've got to let that go.
So far from the truth. We do have to let that go. I wonder what we could suggest.
Well, times like this, when, you know, we are in recession and we want to think about things, if we go back to thinking about that experience and saying, you know what, I could babysit your kids, or I could mow your lawn, or I could do some things like that that aren't really, you know, cost a lot of money, but really think about things that don't cost money at all that you can give to people is a great way to go. But for other people, you know, to really reinforce when we said about having that family dialogue, folks, it's not about the money, or, you know, what if we all chipped in just a little bit and bought this gift, you know, so it might be a little bit of a bigger gift, but you're not chipping in as much to buy something that might be a nicer experience for someone, you know, season tickets to something and the family all chip in, or, you know, and I don't know what it could be, but it could be just a bigger group gift and you're paying a little bit less and it's from everybody.
And I think another thing that you can keep in mind is the months of November, December get insanely busy. So many social obligations, so many must attends. I think if you can plan your gift giving so that maybe they can experience one of those experiences January, February, March, it's just so awful and people need a pick-me-up.
Oh, for sure. Truly.
What a great time to give that experience of a spa, you know, the middle of January when you're just ready to, you know, scream.
For sure. And those are the things to plan ahead. You might have tickets to a show, the spa. I know I've given things that, you know, it's sort of lined up and say, this is one for every day of the month. It could be, you know, a cup of coffee, or it could be all kinds of little itty bitty things that you say, this is for the year. And you know, you can write it out in a little letter or something like this.
Gosh,
this is
you can make coupons.
Coupons. Get the kids to help or do it yourself. This is what I've thought of. And, you know, it might be something that, you know, you may be giving it in December, but, you know, it could be, I'll help you with your get your garden in this year. I would love that.
Well, just that's putting just it out thing.
There. But there's lots of things that we need at different times of the year that you can write a little IOU to that, you know, this is going to happen.
Wonderful words of advice, Colette. Thank you so much.
I know you've got
it's been my pleasure.
You know, your son's birthday party coming up. What if I come over early, even though that's in February, and I'm going to help you out with that?
We've been talking about surviving holiday stress with Colette Robichaud, the organizing coach of Organize Anything. Colette, you've given some fabulous advice. Would you like to reiterate anything?
Well, what I'd like to just tell you again is that, you know, we do have a say in whether we're going to be stressed or not. And a lot of that is planning ahead, letting go of some of those thoughts that we think the shoulds are, and really, you know, having some conversations with family about what those traditions that are really meaningful, what people really want. And just by starting and opening that dialogue, a lot of times that's going to be the first step to reduce a lot of that stress.